You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Okay, welcome to FMLFPL Malone.
Swalsh.
What's behind you?
Yeah, we're starting now.
What's behind you? Is it the kiddo?
Yeah, I think he's making a request.
What does he want?
I don't know.
A pod request or a life request?
He's requesting my presence, but Lauren's running interference, so I think we're good.
Daddy's working.
How you doing, Doug? Wild card time?
Wild card time. Yeah, it was a late decision, but I think actually a logical one, not just pure emotional, even though it probably seems like that because I've just been getting red after red. I think it actually,
yeah,
I think it's a good week to wildcard.
Yeah, I don't know if there is any logic in this fucking game, but well, we can go with that.
Yeah, there's also that. Nate was just here. He might wildcard too. It might just be contagious. Who knows? Everyone's going to be wildcarding by the end of this pod.
don't infiltrate my plans.
Yeah, I dare you.
Since I know exactly about all the fucking chips and the fixtures, and I'm on top of it all.
Well, the good thing is, you know, I was on above average pod yesterday, and I'm bringing Praz on Wednesday, who's...
Oh, well, he's going to help you what you need to do for game 37.
Exactly. He knows all the blanks, all the doubles, all the everything ever in my life. So it's easy mode after talking to him.
Easy game. Talk to the actual people that know FPL.
Yes.
Just leave me in the dust.
I like that we can do that, though. Like, we could just have our own little perverted conversations, storytelling mode, lifestyle pod. And then if we need, we can call upon the depths of the FPL community. You know,
dude, don't
we need
call
your help.
Me into the weed. This is, you're on your own on this one, baby.
But if you ever need it, you know it's there.
I will never need it. I just click buttons.
But if you did, you know it's there. You
okay,
know?
All right. I do have a hotline to Jack Ladd, so there we go. All I need.
Jack, we literally talk to Jack every week on Friday.
Jack talks to us.
Jack talks to us.
So not that way.
Jack is a fucking god.
So, he's so good.
Yeah, we got some gamers in our Discord. That's
so
for
you,
sure.
You just tilted off the end of the edge of the universe, not edging in a good way, and you're wild card. That's
look at my goddamn team. Game week 26.
Alex Moreno,
40-pointer. Alex Moreno doing what's now known as the Alex Moreno, which is getting me two negative ones, two ones, and a haul. And impossible to do anything else. I mean,
he actually averages out to be just like, you know, okay.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
what do you mean you guess? You start him for 7-14, then he just had 4 weeks where he didn't play, basically. I mean, that's the same thing as if he got 3 clean sheets and 3 blanks without attacking returns kind of thing, right?
It doesn't feel that way.
No, of course not, because almost all of the games he's getting either...
I also started him in 20, so that's okay, another one-pointer in the mix.
The numeral one, whether there's a dash before it or not, God. He's fond of it.
It's torturous. Yeah, so you got me 22 points in 7 game weeks. I mean, that's 3 points a game. That is not okay.
Yeah, that's Van Heck levels consistency.
That's not fucking okay. I mean, you could do a whole... We probably will do a whole episode. It's called the Postmortem at the End of the Season about my first wild card. But sure. I mean, everything that I've done, including that wild card up until through now, has just been next level disaster. Every transfer has been bad. Well, every decision's been basically bad. It's stupid.
Except for the one you did this week,
week, which I got Ollie instead of Tony. Yep.
Yeah.
Which still I'm on 100K red arrow, but it could have been
worse.
What
do you mean still? Imagine if you got Tony, you'd be on 150K red arrow.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just been complete disaster, but you know. Yeah.
Because you've been playing, you've been doing too much playing and not enough vibing.
Well, I've been vibing pretty hard. I've been hitting. I've been capping other guys. I'm hitting in doublers. I'm going hard on Kev. Kev is fucking...
Dude, you've been going hard on Kev.
Kev, yeah, look at this captain. Look at this captain right here from Walsh. Nothing like capping a 0-pointer.
I think was enough. I swear to God, every episode I'm unlocking quests. I don't think I've ever capped a 0-pointer before.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of one.
To mind.
It's good.
I've captained a negative pointer, though.
What did you have, like a pen miss injury or something? I don't think I've ever done that.
I capped Gerard. Other than
Fuckle. I do that in Fuckle all the time.
I capped Gerard against Man United. The famous
pen miss yellow card or something?
No, the famous sub on at halftime for 1 second and immediately get a red card.
Oh, I remember that.
The Simpsons mean walking in the bar, put your hat on.
We were watching that game together.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
I captain.
Yeah, I think you were wearing like that's, a yellow jersey.
That's a really rare achievement, I think. Yeah, but yeah, you kept a 0-pointer. Kev
it's
is
so funny just... because I the leaks, atmosphere around the leaks. Like I'm in this mode of just like, you know, like I don't believe it. Like I don't. They don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, you were in denial. You were
in denial. Big time. I still am.
Because we got like there was smoke in the air the night.
Oh yeah,
Friday night. Jack Bones is like, I don't know, and then you were just like, nah, he's gonna start.
Yeah, and I just like watch this, you know. I mean, it doesn't matter that I would have capped Tony otherwise, and he got fucking 2 points, so I could give a fuck. But
yeah,
you know, I'm ride or die with Kev, baby. So that's how I roll. But I think honestly,
Kev is like my enemy number one, sort of, since my wild card. I mean, I've hit him in, I got rid of him, I hit him back in.
Yeah,
nightmare.
Yeah,
absolute nightmare pick. I mean, basically, like you're one of the only people that got good Kev points in the universe.
Yeah, well,
because you got the 12-pointer for the 20-minute 12-pointer. Since then, he's been 7, 5, 4, 2 total in the double and 0. He just got worse every week.
Well, it's a matter of perspective. Every Kev point those
numbers
is
go down.
The numbers go down, but each point is a beautiful point.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, though, Saturday was the darkest and most upset I've been at FPL like all year, I think.
Why?
Because I had no idea what to do with my transfer. And I had two transfers.
Oh, I forgot about the Richards thing.
Yeah. And I I think I was, I stayed up like a good 35 minutes past my typical bedtime, just agonizing over what am I going to do? Like I was thinking about it all day. I eventually got to the point of fuck Wolves. They suck.
Did that, by the way. At least we both did that.
Yeah, well, I'm not, because the one pick I was chatting with Sarabia, and he got a million points. But that aside, you know, I was essentially just like, I want to do nothing. what is the least impact I could do? And I just want to do Trent to the cheap, a cheap guy, just save money, like whatever.
Roll your transfers.
Roll a transfer. I wanted Mo. Like I just didn't want to do anything. I just didn't want to do anything.
I think perfectly like reasonable, level-headed decision, by the way, by you. Like we always say, right? If there's no obvious move, there's no obvious guy you want, just and, make money, roll your other free, like, you know, go
yet
into
another, again, just to shout another achievement I unlocked.
Yeah.
I floated a transfer and intentionally only had 10 men. I didn't use a free to get 11 men. That's how dedicated to the bid I am.
Yeah.
And
Jesus, yeah.
I literally had Richards.
You know how you clicked you rolled in a double and then you rolled in a blank.
I'm
that's
rolling,
a
baby.
Back to back insane maneuvering. Yeah.
I literally had the still mini box up. Of Trent out, Richards in, like where you push like confirm. Yeah. And I looked at it and I was just like, how the fuck can I get a Palace player in? Like, if this is not going to be, I'm just going to be tormented.
Is another example of don't trust fans, right? The only reason you didn't make the move is because you support Palace.
Well, that's partly, but the other, like, was last week where we just kept talking about, wait, what was the game we went up against Everton? We went up 1-0, right? 1-0.
And it was 100% guarantee you're going to lose 1-1.
And that was it. I just kept going. I'm like, no matter what happens, we're going to lose every game 1-1 for the rest of the season. Like, this is just, we're going to lose it. And I just, and I went and got Van Heck for the second time, and it was they had the lowest, you know, goal number against all year.
Oh,
don't keep
it
clean.
It took a Brandt worldie. That was the only like good thing
the game
Everton
didn't
did.
Have, like, so in a vacuum in the Van Heck, like I'm happy with that, like that I got him, but just I was so close to getting Richards. Yeah. Like literally so close. And I was trying to think of like all day, I was like, what can I learn from this? And it's just if the picks are that bad, like the cheaper guy should just always be the thing.
Because
the margin is one bad guy to another bad guy, just get the cheaper guy.
Especially because I know Brighton have been like improved from, you know, the first 20 game weeks of the season where they kept literally no cleans, but like they're not good.
Yeah,
they're very far from like, you don't look at really any of the next bunch of fixtures and be like, that's a nailed on clean.
Yeah,
that doesn't exist for Brighton. And,
dude, the other thing with Van Heck, I was watching that game, he had two.
I know, he was so close to scoring. So close to scoring.
Unmarked headers right to Fuckford because he's a fucking Dutch cunt.
That's
ridiculous.
Why he's Van Heck, not Van Dijk.
That's why he's a Van Heck, yeah. Van Dijk, meanwhile, just has been either hitting the bar or scoring every single game for a month.
Right after we said, it just seems like he can score every game and he just doesn't. He just started doing it right after that. Yeah. Confirmed listener of the pod. Love to
challenge
see it.
Challenge accepted. But,
best player
but
in the world.
But yeah, so the Richards, I was off the edge. I was similarly tilted off.
There's like, nothing, there's really not much worse than that in the game than having it right there, and the move you don't make is what, a minus 12, something 13. Like that. 13. Minus 13. Yeah. Brutal.
Killed me. It fucking killed me. Brutal. It took the whole week. It took me the whole weekend to get over it. And I, all year I haven't really felt that way.
Yeah,
this was the
first one. You've been just chilling. Yeah,
chilling. This was not chill. I was not chill on Saturday
FPL
at all.
FPL is a cruel fucking mistress.
If we need a guest to corroborate that, Lauren will happily oblige. I was not pleasant on Saturday. Damien could oblige.
The family walk.
No one wanted to be near me. Yeah, family walk was dark.
It was a bad walk. Oh,
gymnastics
no.
was bad. Yeah.
Shout out to our old clip of Daddy's in a bad mood.
Daddy was in a bad mood.
An all-timer for a reason.
All right. So enough is enough.
Well, let me updates because I haven't done it in an actual fucking decade. But the February mug winners, according to FBL Game Week, because the piece of shit site's not updated yet, as usual. Jack Bones, aforementioned Jack Bones, coming first, winning a mug. Good job, I am. Jack Bones, aka Peace and Love, of course. Barak Chowdhury in second, aka Notorious BIC. Gets the late Emerson 12 pointer to vault him into mug status. Good job by him. And David Rank, aka David's team in third. So I'll hit you guys up about your mugs. And then shout out to the leader of the public league, John Tott, aka Mina Girls, aka Catfink in Discord, who everyone knows, 47th in the world right now.
Could be better.
47.
Yeah, could be doing better. He'll get
that
there.
Is we'll get there. So we'll get, crazy. We'll like, oh my God. His OR. His GameMaker 20 is 1100, then it's 800, 300, 400, 200, 69, 47.
69, bro?
He landed on 69 in GameMaker 25, peak of life.
Yeah, so he went. He's only gone down from there.
Unbelievable, man. Great job by you, dude.
Catman.
Okay, so yeah, I'm on Wildcard.
All right. What's up?
What's up?
Pretend you're talking to someone who didn't listen to the podcast you did yesterday.
Well, I don't have to pretend because I know that's exactly what's happening right here.
So what are you looking at? What's up? What are the questions? What do we have to do with you?
Yeah, I mean, I can just maybe run through some of the, you know, there's still the cup games to go. And like I mentioned, Praz will come on and explain the fixtures to me like I'm a 3-year-old, and that'll help, you know, figure out the last 5 to 7 picks of my team. But other than that, I mean, one thing immediately on the tip of my tongue is just like, what do you think about your Spurs picks? And Fosse asked the same questions. We've been kind of, for 2-3 game weeks in a row, kind of being like, I kind of want like Rich. I kind of wanted to go Spurs. You know, Matto's back, Sun's back. They have these good fixtures, but they had the blank in 26, so neither of us went there. Now the blank's done. They're pretty much all good fixtures until game week 34. I mean, at Villa in 28, but they concede 2 goals every fucking game at home now. It's not the same as it was, you know, 2 months ago. Who do you like? Who do you not like? Who do you think? Because I'm personally having a really hard time being like, this guy's the clear best pick because of, you know, we talked about it last week. Son played wing, didn't take any shots. You know, Rich back to being subbed early, didn't really do shit. Matto's been kind of meh. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just Son.
Because of Pens and because of he's Son and he's been great before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
precisely that. You know, I mean, one game against Wolves, he was a little off the boil, right? And also, he had done the Korea thing. You know, he broke his finger with his teammate and blah, 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 blah. But we had a fairly lengthy period before that where he was consistently hauling.
Yeah.
You know, double digit hauls in and around it. You know, we know he has Pens. And, you know, as they get fitter, the chances of him playing striker go higher because I still think Rich is the worst player in their attack. So any game he starts at striker is just going to be, you know, free money. I think he is an obvious pick.
Yeah. I mean, he's been in Tinkers thus far.
They have no other games. Like, it's just all they do is attack. I mean, you know, just for the next 5 or 6 until, you know, the City, Arsenal, Liverpool triumvirate in 34, where you probably will look to get else, go elsewhere.
Yeah. I mean, until that point. Doubles fall or whatever. But
until that point, he just feels like a good pick.
And then my follow-up question is, who's the other one? Because I don't think it's crazy to go double.
Well, I think it's definitely Matto or no attacker. I would definitely also look at, I don't know what your plan is for 29, but I mean, you know, Van de Ven's like 4-4 just to stat, like put him as the fourth or fifth defender, if that makes sense.
That'll be also because they have a confirmed game in 29. So like that'll be me deciding if I'm going to free hit or not move probably there. I do expect their defense to not be as bad as it's been since the Chelsea nightmare game, because it wasn't that bad early in the season. And I expected to, you know, they have fit guys now. I think the fullbacks will be back, if not this week, next week.
Yeah.
They'll be better, but they're not going to be great.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that we both like kind of hate Rich, it's like, how is he not just so obvious? I mean, we're talking about a guy who for, you know, 8 straight game weeks was just like the best mid in the game. Not exaggerating. Like most points, most goals, most obvious pick in the game.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I obviously hate him and I think he's bad. But also, while he's doing all the obvious things of scoring a goal every game, He's getting no bonus points. He's very fortunate to be scoring a goal in those games from what I'm watching generally. And I don't think that that's sustainable. I mean, I think he's more like a 1-in-3, 1-in-4 player. And I don't think he's in their first 11 when their team's fit, period. Mm. I just don't. You know, I don't think he is. I think he's less multidimensional as a different attack they could play. I feel like Sun, like to me, I mean, I'd want three of Werner, Son, Kulu, and BJ in the attack, and just Rich can get to fuck because the pace works.
Whatever.
Son playing striker works. Like Rich is just fills a space in the pitch and doesn't do anything. He just, you know, he can take a few steps back to find
and
the
he
space.
Gets goals.
Yeah, you know, but I'm just saying in terms of the build up and the way the team functions, I think that he's definitely the worst. He's just the worst option there. So, yeah, and I don't think that they've been creating enough. You know, I mean, maybe it'll change with Sun back now, but, you know, they haven't. We honestly, dude, towards the beginning of the season when they were scoring a couple of goals a game, we've been complaining about their lack of creation all year, sort of. And they've been getting away with it, maybe just because of the voluminous attack that they do have. But, you know, with Rich is just so dependent on service. That's it, you know?
And, yeah, I guess the thing that I don't know, and maybe there's no way of knowing, you know, they have like 2 weeks off. I feel like they haven't played in so long. Is that like, is an Ange striker supposed to play a significant role in buildup? Or is an Ange striker just supposed to be on the end of things? Because that's a manager philosophy thing, right? Like, we know some managers, Arteta, Klopp, they need everyone involved in build up, everyone involved in pressing, everything.
Sports Social, now on the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is Pedro from the Arsenal Opinion Podcast, and I am hyped about the title running. Can Arsenal pit Pep and Klopp? Will our young squad be described as mentality monsters? Is Mikel Arteta truly a generational saucy manager? Come and join us on the Arsenal Opinion Podcast to follow the boys on this historic 2024 Premier League title run-in and hear analysis of the games, the hottest transfer rumours, the Arsenal culture, and the business of football. 3 times a week exclusively on the Sports Social Podcast Network. Search the Arsenal Opinion now and come and join the fun.
Pep doesn't give a fuck if Haaland never builds up and never presses.
He gives just a fuck if it's anyone other than Haaland.
But that's what I'm saying. But
But Haaland's the best striker in the world.
I know. But what I'm saying is that, like, if your buildup is good enough with the fullbacks, with your midfield, with your wingers, maybe Andrew's like, that's all I want from Rich, is because he is an elite presser. That's the one thing that he is, even though he doesn't do much buildup, is like, all I want is pressing from the front and shots and goals. All I'm saying is I don't know.
No, you don't. And you have to fill in the lines there of what you think. I mean, to me, he started that way game week 1.
Yeah.
And he literally was the worst player on the field every game. And he played himself into sitting on the bench almost immediately.
Yeah.
So when the build, I think build up and chance creation are two separate things too.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have the creation, so you can't carry a 9 that doesn't offer anything in versatility standpoint to me.
Right.
So, you know, Matto's back, the fullbacks are back, you know, the everything's going, you know, maybe it's okay and he can carry Rich. I still just feel like, you know, the pace, and I'll just be talking myself in a circle. So, yeah.
No, that's fine. I just want to know, that's what Wildcard Pod is for, right? It's like, these are the things I'm thinking about, and I'm curious what you're your thoughts are about it.
Because, I mean, to me, it's like Matto just plays 90, has set pieces, is a better player. Like, if I'm taking a seconds per minute, it's Matto over Rich for me still.
And I mean, the one thing I mentioned to Adam and Baker yesterday is, like, we shouldn't forget about game weeks 1 through 10, even though the team, like, seems like it's totally different now. Because that's when they were fit, right? Like, that's when Matto was playing and Son was playing and they were fucking flying and winning all these games. Right. And Matto was the pick.
Yeah.
Like, you wanted over Matto Rich and Son. Rich was a fucking nobody then. We were getting mocked weekly by, like, oh, Rich, best pick in the game, LOL. You know, it's like, you know, so, I am Matto curious. I am definitely, like, Spurs curious in general.
Yeah.
What about Foden? I mean, Kev I can't talk to you about Kev. You're too in favor of Kev. I'm too anti-Kev at this point.
I'm capping Kev this week again. We
can't even have the discussion because it will go literally nowhere. Because I'm just like, he's the worst pick in the actual game. And you're like, I'm capping Kev.
Definitely capping him.
You're definitely capping him. I think he's the worst pick in the game.
Okay, that's fine.
But what about Foden? I mean, obviously, notoriously, I got rid of Foden before a hat trick and then a run of blanks. And then he fucking gets a goal, Max Bones against Bournemouth. It's starting to feel like I should just bring him straight back, probably.
No, because, I mean, if I'm sitting in your position, I'm doubling on defense for sure. I'm going just hauling into defenders. I mean, Foden does not seem to me like he's outpacing clean sheets at all from my standpoint.
Yeah, I think that's basically fair.
And that's where I see it. You know, and when
he'll get the 11 pointers, he'll get a couple blanks. You know, that's
and the 11 point. I mean, it's bonus point dependent, right? I mean, he's not. You know, he's yes. So the replacement value is also very significantly different from the defender to the midfielder.
But what defender are you getting?
You know. I mean, I definitely Ruben. Yeah, I definitely would go for Ruben, and then
Akanji too starts like been starting and getting bones.
Yeah, I just feel like Akanji is not in the first choice, which I don't know if that matters as much. But like to me, it's like Walker, Ake, Ruben, Stones, maybe something like that.
Should I go back to Stones?
Yeah, well, you've been there. Ultimately, I think it's Ruben plus one of the other four. You can roll dice. I mean, you're going to have depth. It's not going to be as important, you know, if you get the guy that starts 2 of 3 or 3 of 4 or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I think you just have to play. Maybe you should also just get Ederson too, which I don't think is crazy.
Yeah.
Because you want to get Arsenal defenders. He's in the conversation. Like, you know, I mean, two Arsenal defenders, Ederson, Ruben, probably optimal if I were
two Arsenals is pretty, I would say 100%.
Automatic. Yeah. So, I mean, if Saka, you have
Saka, Gabriel, Saliba, probably.
Yeah.
Automatic.
Or White. You know, I mean, if you have them,
White, but yeah.
If you have them plus Ederson plus Ruben plus Haaland, I think that's a really nice base to work off of. And then you can, because the other thing it affords you is you don't have to think about spending transfer and defense for the rest of the year. And you can really play with the midfield spots, which I think are probably the more explosive for transfer, you know, transfer value.
Transfers
like,
ins and outs.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You
always want to use transfers on attackers. I am still considering a Liverpool defender though.
Yeah. You get Bradley.
Or I get Van Dijk or I get Robbo. Mm.
Nah, I don't think the price is good there for me. I mean, I think they're clearly the third best defense, and I'm still not sure if they're good just by nature of the way they play.
Well, I know they're good, so I'm not worried about that. It's just a matter of
it's Kuivening. Maybe you do Kuivening and you do two.
I have thought about that. I feel like that's the type of thing that will bite me in the ass later.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it might not, you know, like it might just be that like we're never doubling up with Darwin. We're never, you know, Jota might be out for the season. We're never doubling up with like another defender or something like that, you know, alongside Mo. And it just doesn't matter that like a month from now I have a dead keeper who happens to play for Liverpool, you know?
Yeah, you get him as a second guy in a second game. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, but like, I would, that's a tough one with Liverpool too. I don't really know what to do because I feel like I sort of have to go Mo, and I want to go Mo.
You should definitely get Mo. Why wouldn't you?
Well, because he wasn't in the squad, and I don't know if he's going to play, you know, whenever the cup game is. And
he'll be fine.
Yeah. You know,
no big deals. No big deals there. Yeah. I'm not a wild card. I'm not tinkering, but it would be amazing to me if, you know, putting six and a half in a Liverpool defender with the other guys who I think are far better is going to get you a team that you like.
City defense is better, but it's still like 5.5 and they might just not start. Yeah,
better,
and just sub
better
on.
And cheaper. Better and cheaper seems good to
but
me.
But no bones, no goal threat, you know, like I'm not even sure they're better, you know?
I think we're far apart on that estimation. Yeah, okay. I mean, to me, like Liverpool clean sheets are getting away with it. Especially given how many injuries
they have. But you would have
right
said
now
that about City like 2 weeks ago.
No, I mean, we've always been tongue in cheek about that because there's their numbers and watching them. I mean, it's always Ederson letting in the one shot, but it just feels to me more like the injuries are catching up to Liverpool and City are looking at the end, like light at the end of the tunnel. And the defense is also healthier now with Stones back. He's been very injured all year, which really solidifies things. I mean, they're fit. Like City's fit now.
Yeah. So 100% fit, except Vard maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, you know, he's their worst player every time he's played. So that's not even missing anything. So, you know, to me, it's like, no, this is business end of the season City. Their stonks are going up and Liverpool's are, you know, they're going to have to be putting in heroic performances from unsuspecting players to maintain the level, and keeping clean sheets is not about that, right? So I'm very down on like the Liverpool defensive outlook, generally speaking, compared to...
Yeah, we're pretty different on that. I still feel fine with them.
Yeah, okay.
Is No Holland just completely suicidal?
Yeah, it's not. That's not a starter.
I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
And that's kind of a decision of like, am I just going to YOLO the season or not?
Well, I think you can join me in half YOLOing where you just don't cap him.
But here's the thing. I mean, I know you're never capping him, but as a normal player of the game, I think you're capping him once in the next five game weeks anyway. I think you're capping him this game week and that's it.
Yeah, Brighton.
Maybe, probably. But that's almost definitely a blank. They would have to lose to Luton in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
And then, so the other games are at Liverpool, home Arsenal, home Villa, maybe home Villa.
Yeah, this is just overthinking it, though. No, it's just like saying. I mean, he gets a pen, like they still are the best team in the league.
No, of
course.
You're
going to be putting yourself behind the eight ball about getting him back in with future transfers. Where are you even spending the money? Like,
yeah, that's, you know, I mean, no problem at all. I mean, I get Foden, Mo, Son, Mato, Saka. That's where I spend the money. Heavy at the back.
But can't you get that anyway?
Nah. And also that's playing five midfielders too.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think that's a good strategy.
Yeah, I don't really think so either. I would never be like free transferring him out, and I still think he's the best cap this week. You know, I think home Man United is a great fixture.
Kevin, you mean?
No, Kevin is just the fucking. Kevin is just Belgian for Thiago. I mean, that's who he is. I mean, that is who he is. He plays 2,000 minutes a year.
That's fucking
max.
Untrue. Thiago played literally 5 minutes, and then he got hurt. He didn't play all season.
Oh, who does that? Wait, what does that sound like?
Thiago.
Yeah, and Kevin.
What do you mean? Kevin's played dozens of minutes this year. It's way more than five.
Yeah, but you know, he played 6 minutes last week.
Still fit.
Probably not.
Hey.
You think he's fit? I've fallen into a trap of thinking he's fit for the last four game weeks, and that's been really fun for me. And seriously, just never. He hasn't played a full season since like 2017. He's a fucking joke. But you know, we don't have to talk about Kevin again.
Kevin.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. It's just like, am I gonna just jump off the deep end or not and go for it? Maybe we'll see. You know, we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, Dino asks you, what are your thoughts on any Bournemouth or Luton guys worth bringing in for the double game week? So that's like another thing that I'm thinking about, not necessarily the players themselves, but thinking about like, when am I going to use my triple cap? When am I going to use my bench boost? And what that basically means is like, do I triple cap Dom in 28 or do I get bench guys of like a Bournemouth defender, a Luton defender, you know, maybe Bournemouth or Luton keeper, whatever, and just bench boost them because I know they're doubling now versus having to set up for a bench boost later in the season when I won't have my wild card.
I think 1,000,000% triple cap Dom has to be the play there.
But then is it going to be just such a nightmare later setting up for bench boost?
Not really.
That's what I'm kind of worried about.
You're just going to have 15 players and you could bench boost the next week, like it doesn't even matter, you know.
Yeah, like I'll just far enough in advance. I'll just take some hits and like do whatever.
No hits. Like don't hit. Just you have four fit players on the bench in a given game week. From game week 30 or 29 on, you just fucking push bench boost.
I would rather bench boost when 15 you know, they're points. Doubling.
Yeah, fine. Then wait. Whatever. I mean, ultimately, you'll get somewhere in the 10 to 16 point region from bench boost.
So you don't think there'll be a better triple cap for the rest of the season?
No,
like if City gets another double, if Liverpool gets another double, if Arsenal gets a double?
No.
Why? I'm curious why. Just the fixtures you think are just that ridiculous that no matter who Arsenal, Liverpool, City are playing, it's not going to be as good?
In a huge way, yes. The fixtures cannot be spoken of enough. Home, Sheffield United, and home. They're, other than if they had home Burnley, which would maybe be a little bit better than home, I don't know. Like, all three of those are the three best fixtures in the league.
Yeah, it's not worth, like, separating those out. Yeah, they're two. Yeah, so, they're god tier.
They're also playing them at a good time where Sheffield United away, especially, are just a disaster. They're on the beach and they're terrible. All their defenders are fucking injured and terrible. And Luton are just fucking running up and down the field. Like, there's no defense there to speak of. Yeah. They have a few days off in between the double game week, which we don't always have. They have three days off in the double game week.
Yeah.
There's no minutes concern. You know Dom's playing 180 as pens. You know, you look at an Arsenal double or a City double where you don't know when it's going to come. You don't know what their other fixtures are going to look like. You don't know if you're getting 180 minutes from anyone there.
Yeah, they could have like a Champions League semifinal in between them or something like that. Yeah.
And it's just from the minute standpoint, but also the fixture standpoint. Like, say one is great and one is okay. Like, if you think of the fixtures
close.
I think that's close.
Let's imagine it's one that's almost like as good and one that's mediocre, like one away mediocre and one home good for like Mo. Like, that might be better.
I wouldn't, but that you're just taking so many risks because it's not going to be a promoted team and you're taking, like, Mo is a little different, but he might not be fit, you know, and then what, you know, or Haaland might not be fit. And then what, you know what I mean? So you're playing with, you know, just unknown information versus a very good option. And it's a very small thing anyway, the triple captainship. It's like everyone gets around fucking 12 points or whatever. Like, who cares? Right.
Yeah.
Like, you get 6 points from it. You get 9 points, you get 14 points. It's like, fuck, you know, but I mean, I think if you're doing the bench boost thing, like, you're getting bad players from Luton on your team. Like, is that good? Like, you're getting extra shitty ass players on Bournemouth. It's like, what the fuck? Then you're sitting at your team for the rest of the year and you're looking like, wow, I have shitty fucking players on my team. I have all these Luton
guys,
which
we always talk about. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, it's like, that doesn't add up to me. And I just like playing with the known information. But like, imagine from the fixture standpoint, we talk about fixtures a lot. Like, imagine if you have a scale of like 1 to 40. With each number is the fixture, home and away of the 22, or 1 to 38 or whatever.
Yeah.
If you assign those point values, like 37, 38,
they have number
39
one and number three.
Even if Arsenal have like a good or Liverpool, it's like, oh, they have Brighton and then like NFO. It's like, those are still like, I don't know. Like, are they good? Like, they could be bad in any given day, you know, like based on what team turns up.
Yeah. They're not consistently conceding like 2xG every game, which these teams are. There's no other teams that do that. There's no other teams really in like history that do that.
Yeah. That's the thing.
It's
You know, I think it's the one thing that I am nervous about here is that, you know, Dom is on Bournemouth and they've been playing fairly poorly recently.
Yeah, I
and
think they played actually well against City, but like they didn't, you know.
They played City.
Yeah, they played City. It's like a different game than any other game.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, they have time off. The Burnley game's like a little warm-up game. I imagine they'll just batter them. Yeah. And you'll feel good going into the double of, you know, this is the pick here. So I would do that.
Good.
You know, that's how I would do it.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, it feels like, I don't know, we'll see what the blank and all that shit is. I'm kind of hoping everyone just fucking blank so I can just commit to free hit and not give a shit about it. Not trying to be like, oh, maybe I'll, you know, save my free hit situation. But like, yeah, I don't know. Figure that out on Wednesday.
Even if you were to save it, are you just trying to do, like, what would the strategy be? You want to save it to have another double game week where you get all doublers or something?
I think the only way / reason that I would save my free hit is if there are some upsets in the FA Cup and I can get players that I want anyway that don't blank.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Upsets in the
right?
FA Cup.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't
well,
know.
We'll know Who about knows? The end of the week.
Yeah. But like Bournemouth could fucking lose, and then it's like, oh, I have like Neto and Dom, or like Senesi or something, yeah. right? And then like I already have two Spurs, and then Chelsea lose to Leeds, and then Arsenal and Chelsea don't blank. It's like, oh yeah, I have fucking 10 guys already. Yeah. It doesn't matter. All
right. But we'll know at the end of the week, right?
We'll know at the end of the week. Yeah, we'll know at the end of Wednesday.
All right. So that'll be one for my life.
No. Right. This is kind of interesting from Bear and Cherry, and you know, kind of filters to my team. I think I know what you're going to say. Well, Al said, is it time for Kai? And that's just obviously no. So that's that Arsenal question we can get out of the way. But Bear and Cherry said, I have triple Arsenal D. Do I double move into Saka, or do I continue sleeping in the bed that I already shit in? And I know it's obviously been so bad. I mean, it couldn't really have been worse. Saka's been 10, 15, 15, 9, 10. Like, that's unheard of. But at the same time, they're by a lot the best defense in the league. Like, we were just discussing between, like, City and Liverpool. Like, forget about them. Arsenal's by far the best defense in the league. And there are, now that the blank is over, there's some other good mids. I feel like there were not that many other good mids like 2 weeks ago that didn't blank. But now there's the Spurs guys. Mo's back soon. There's Palmer. There's probably other guys I'm forgetting about. There's Foden. There's other guys. I don't actually think it's that fucking insane, even with this run that Saka's on, getting a pen every game and a dong every game, like a worldie every game. You know, triple Arsenal at the back and some other mids. I don't think it's that fucking crazy. I honestly don't. What do you think?
Well, do they have the bigger question is Raya included here, or is it straight up the three good defenders? Because
I would probably go defender.
If you Raya
is never going to get a save point again.
Yeah, but I'm saying like the teams, like if you have Saliba, Gabriel, and White, I'm not touching that.
Yeah.
But if
you're talking about the guys
blocking,
who ask the questions.
Yeah. If Raya is the one blocking from Saka, bomb that out immediately. Yeah.
Immediately do those moves. Yep.
But I think that's the answer, right?
That's like, the answer. I mean, we know it's weird to like have a disciple of Pep like also having a title challenging team. Like we know what Raya's point total is gonna be. Just look at Ederson's history. That's what it's gonna be. Right? Like they're gonna like he's gonna
worse.
Be like yeah, like 130 ish or something, you know, between 130 and 150, it's gonna be fine and not worth the money. We just know that's a fact. Because he gets 2 or 6, never gets save points. Best defense in the league, still doesn't matter, don't want him. Whereas, yeah, I mean, the defenders, there's just very few good defender picks. I mean, you could, you know, hit the jackpot and the City guy you get starts almost every game and cleans when he starts and whatever. But you could also just have triple Arsenal D and start them every game and just feel great about it, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I know you're on wildcard. We've been talking a lot less about football and more about FPL, which is...
This has been all wildcard.
Yeah, very different experience. But, I mean, Kiwior, they should just sell Zinchenko.
Yeah.
Like, they have been... It's an immeasurable amount better with this player in the team than Zinchenko. It's not even a close.
It's crazy.
It's like he's been the problem, honestly. You know, I mean, it's really startling to just watch them for a few games where you have someone who's reliable and doesn't gift goals every game, which is really what Zinchenko always does. And they kind of are like, well, we have to do it in spite of this. And he just comes in for a few games. He's like, watch this. Like, I'm just not going to do anything extravagant. And also, I'm not going to give the other team goals. And this is so much better. Like, the amount of, like, all he's been talking about Arteta all year is like having controlling games. And where's this been? Like, this is just unbelievable how good they are with him in this position.
I remember double pivot guys joking at the end of last year after City win the treble. They were just like, well, we know Arteta's going to go 4 center backs now, right? He's just going to do the Pep thing. And they ended up on 4 center backs and they've been completely dominating the league. Like, it's just been a complete joke of a game. Every game, they just like blow every team away. Yeah. Since their little break or whatever. And yeah, I mean, the thing with Zinchenko, I think more noticeably last year was like, man, he's so good in build up. It doesn't matter that he's like, you know, every team's going to go down that side and try and score because he brings so much to the team. And what we've seen with like Rice, Kai, sometimes Jorginho is like, they don't need someone else in build up. Their build up is fucking incredible. Their build up is like the best in the fucking Europe. And they can just have a center back sit back there.
Yeah.
So
it's great.
Yeah, it's a good defense. Good development looks even for them. Better. I know. Yeah. If I wish Zinchenko and Tomiyasu were like more hurt so I could just get 4-3 Kivior instead of White and just like start him every week.
I don't think that's a bad risk to take if you need the money.
If I need the money, yeah, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see how Tinkers go there. What do you think about Palmer?
Oh my God.
Palmer and the I Blues feel like he, losing to Liverpool.
I know. I just feel like a hostage at this point because I have held him when I've wanted to get rid of him for a while.
And now he's here.
He's here. Like, he's very much here for the next two. I don't know what I'm going to do with the Arsenal game. Then he has Burnley at home. So it's just so aggravating to me when I watch him standing on the touchline, you know, in these peripheral positions when he's like being forsaken so that Conor Gallagher can get into goal scoring opportunity positions, which like it just happens every week. I don't know if Palmer speaks the wrong English accent than Gallagher. Like, they're both should be fucking him up the ass with their English dicks. Pochettino just can't get out of his own way with this. It's crazy. He's like, let me make my best player and most influential player as peripheral as possible. And that seems to be what he does with Palmer, like as much as he can. And it's just very infuriating to me when they clearly have N.Dot Jackson playing, like Nkunku's not fit. So, I mean, they just have no goals there. And it's just crazy to me. All that said, you know, he's 5'7".
Crazy price.
Couple really good fixtures, a tough one, then Burnley, Sheffield United, Everton, not too far away. I mean, he'll probably just have these games where he's like 2-2, 15, 5-2, 12. Like, he's just going to return really well for a midfielder.
I'm kind of with you. I mean, I just think that, like, I feel like he's almost being weirdly overlooked a little bit because he's Chelsea been weird and got rid and he's still cheap. I still think there's price bias happening and whatever. I think he's a fucking great pick.
Like, I wouldn't go that far as great.
I really do. I mean, I'm also somewhat basing this off of the cup game where he was great against Liverpool. Like, should have scored, created chances, their most dangerous player, at least for like 90 minutes. Yeah. And I mean, Chelsea are obviously a fucking mess and Poch has created no culture there and whatever, yada, yada, yada. You can talk about these things a lot, but I just feel like he's going to just keep ticking. And like you said, you know, a couple hauls and you're laughing your way to the bank. And also, like, you need an enabler. If people are really angling towards, you know, Haaland, Ollie, Dom, Son, Saka, Mo, and like probably pretty expensive defenders too, because all cheap defenders are fucking terrible. So probably at least 2-5 million guys and maybe another 5.5 or 6. You need a cheap guy to start every week. And he's by far the best.
Yeah, he's the best under 6 million midfielder by every measure you could possibly look to find. It's not remotely close. So, I mean, if you're looking at a team where you need a player in that price bracket, then it's definitely going to be him.
And I think most teams will, unless you're going super rogue and you're like, no Haaland or no Mo or I don't want Son, like fuck Spurs. Like, those are the only teams that are like, yeah, I don't need a 5-7 midfielder. I can just have like whatever.
Yeah. Well,
Bowen and some other fucker.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's
Doug Luiz. Yeah,
it depends. It depends how you kind of how your cookie crumbles there, but ultimately that's your choice. But Yeah,
okay.
So you're looking at getting Palmer back in and
again? I just think he's part of the best attack like that you can make on a wildcard team. I mean, you could, you know, go for an additional Spurs guy over him or, you know, whatever it is. But ultimately, like, at least in the little bit of tinkering I've done before we know about the blanks and stuff, you do need the money. Like, it just keeps ending up with like, okay, but I'm not going to start four defenders every week because defense is bad this year. And so I need a seventh attacker that I can start pretty reliably every week. you know, I don't think it's a Wolves guy. I don't think it's Garnacho. I still don't think it's Doug Luiz, despite him having 130 points somehow. So it's Palmer. I mean, that's it. That's the only, that's the only guy you could get.
Okay.
What about people who have Tony, like you? Are you going back to Ollie? Hardly and Graham Burglar are just like,
come on,
I'm getting absolutely murdered by Ollie. Going Tony over Ollie, what do I do?
No, no. That, first of all, that's not accurate. That's not the case, right?
Yeah, the point, up until this week, right?
Yeah, it's kind
of... Actually, it is the case.
It's the case.
It's the fucking case.
It's kind of the case.
9-13-2-18-7.
Yeah, because I had Ollie for the 18, so I got rid of him after that. So I've lost, what is it, 25, and I've gotten... Yeah, it's been bad, but...
it's actually really bad.
It's bad, but yeah, no, I'm definitely, I'm a fucking stan with Tony, man.
Okay,
I love him. He was fucking hammer-ass drunk today.
If you were gonna give advice to someone who isn't a stan, I mean, what do? You just get Ollie. I mean,
you capitulate to the overlords of the Oliver.
Probably.
Overlords?
I mean, I feel like we'll get a better look back at things like when it's post-mortem time, but I do feel like the punishment levels this season have been just astronomically high. Anytime, like anyone, like our live stream crew, who they send us their teams or whatever, or one of us like takes a risk, like, oh, this 95% owned guy I'm not going to have for 1 week. I feel like it's always just like auto double draw. Just
get
like
fucked.
Yeah, just like Saka, Ollie, Foden, Mo, Son, like they just fucking destroy anyone that's gotten rid of them. all year.
Yeah, I mean, Ollie has 29 returns in 26 games.
No
is
pens.
That good? No pens.
Dude, he has 170 points. It's game week 27.
It's pretty good. So, I mean, if you're going against that, you're our kind of level of psychotic because, you know, I mean, I don't even know. And with Ollie, it's like, I've gone back from post-mortem last year and precog to like, he's my guy. And then
that's
three games happened in game week 1, 2, 3, where he looked like the worst player on the pitch and got me points anyway. And I fucked him off. And it was just never again from that point forward, where there's another world where I just held him literally all year. And I haven't done
for
anything with that spot or thought about
post-mortem last year. Walsh was like, Ollie 100% nailed to my team. Incredible pick. Turn the corner. Incredible player under Emery. Best pick in the game.
And I had him
followed
game week one.
Through with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
good
followed
job
through with it. Ollie got you 5 points. 5 points.
Captain,
five
no, points. 10 points. 10 points.
Okay,
captained.
10 points. Then a 2-pointer against Liverpool. And that was it.
That was it. Subbed every game. I don't want to see you again.
Get out of my fucking team. And then he went on a run of 9, 23, 5, 11, 2, 2, 6, 5, 11, 1, 2, 9, 2, 2, 8, 1, 7, 18, 2, 13. 9.
I did get him back. I got him back for a little bit.
God damn it. Imagine you
it's
just held him all year.
A Tale of Two Cities by Mr. Dickens.
Fucking hell, dude.
Yeah, of course, you know, Ollie over Tony, especially if you're looking at the next few fixtures. That's not particularly close, but also just definitely got Tony. So. Good luck. Good
the
luck
troll,
with that
the
one,
troll
listener.
And you will never die. Yeah. We're, I don't know what's going on this season.
What's
man.
Going on here?
Is there, I mean, like, there's some more questions here, but I think we can easily push them back to Thursday because they're kind of like, we need more info on some of these. But what are you doing with Captain this week? I mean, Harley Boys asked, like, I'm thinking Haaland, Saka, Ollie, Dom, Mo are all viable options. And Ben asking, what do we think of the Manc Derby? Dean Naylor said, how shitty is a Saka cap? And what are you thinking with cap this week?
I'm capping Kev. If I wasn't, it would be a very, very narrow between Saka and Dom. I think you got to play the fixture there.
No, but
I have
Haaland. And you need to like give a warning of like... Yes, but if I was playing With any amount of sanity, I would Captain Holland, right?
I don't need to do any of that. I mean, I didn't consider Holland last week. It's fucking 5 points subbed early. I know what I'm doing over here.
Yeah, okay.
Holland's not the pick this week. I think Dom and Saka, to me, it's just looking at those fixtures is the discrepancy so great from Mank Darb. Even though, you know, they have some injuries in defense, Manchester United, this is Manchester United Football Club. I lean a little closer to Saka than, Solanke than Saka, as I'm a little bit put off by Monday night under the lights at Sheffield United. I mean, Bramall Lane in those kind of conditions can probably have
Champions League or no? Maybe they're next week.
Yeah, but like that isn't. It's obviously a very good fixture, but it also isn't as good as it could be if it was just kind of hidden away in a, you know, Sunday midday kind of bracket. And, you know, the Bournemouth-Burnley game is just like a morning game or a midday game. It's like it's going to be fucking dead at Turf Moor. And I expect Bournemouth to just destroy them.
Isn't it funny how much different like the vibes of Burnley versus the vibes of Sheffield. I mean, they're the two worst teams in the league and they're both 100% going down. But whenever I hear Burnley woman on Anfield Rap,
she wants to kill herself.
She's like, this is the most miserable season of my life. What are we doing? Yeah. We're completely clueless. Company's worthless. All our players are bad. We're going to fucking blow it. Yeah. And I feel like the vibes at Sheffield, like, Bramall Lane's still like buzzing.
It wasn't until Wilder came. Yeah. And then they're back, right?
The worst team in the league, but like they're okay. I just mean like the fan morale is like we're gonna sing and go down and it's fine.
So I think the fixtures are kind of close. You can combat that by saying, you know, Arsenal attack is obviously better than Bournemouth attack. Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Arsenal
spread the goals.
Yeah, winger, Dom, not a winger, another one over there. So yeah, I'm feeling Dom over Saka if I was gonna go somewhere else. That's how I'm seeing it this week. Okay. What about you? What do you think?
I think it's
of?
Very obviously Holland.
Yeah, I think that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean he's like out of form, don't really care. I mean he could have like in both Bournemouth, well, in all of the Bournemouth, Brentford, and Chelsea game, he could have hat-tricked.
Did he?
No, but he could have. That's what we're trying to project the future, right? So, I mean, there's this one weird outlier game where Man United beat them, remember? And it was like the Bruno goal that was obviously offsides, and like it was just such a fucking weird game. And the other games, City fucking destroyed Ten Hag United.
Kevin is going to score so many points this fucking
You can't
weekend.
Score if you're not on pitch, though.
Yeah, he's starting with the
armband.
You know
what Kevin is? He's not the Belgian Thiago. He's the Belgian Pulisic. He just feels things, and he's just sad, and he's a little crybaby, and he's just going to stay on the bench. Finish a fucking final one time, Kev.
Let me finish the final.
Holy shit, it's hard
to finish a final when you're being targeted, okay? Okay.
There's a sad Kev in the GIF this week for a reason, and he needs.
So
to
you're,
get
yeah. It's every, any. I don't care what the Kev facial expression is. He's the best player in the world. So you're gonna go on Holland, or you're not sure if you're giving it.
If I have him,
is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, if I have him,
You're fucking off the deep end, man.
You can't even. your take is I'm fucking off the deep end. Where your take is I'm permanently never captaining Holland.
Yeah, I own him. I'm not that nuts.
Okay, but you're not even capping him.
Yeah, but I own him. You're saying he's the most obvious captain pick
of this,
and you're
week.
Like, I'm not going to own him on my team, and I'm like, I don't agree. I own him on my team. One of those things is crazier than the other.
Yes, but you're saying I'm completely off the deep end when my plan is like I'll get him back and then probably captain him fucking 9 out of 10 weeks for the season, which is, right. I think is more sane.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it's
that's
more
my story,
sane.
And I'm sticking to it.
Fine, on out, trash pick. I just am like, and it's really like become that kind of season. I was flying this season to heights I've never reached to start a season. I never start that well.
wouldn't even fucking and, start. You were in the middle of it and you were doing that. You could have been where Catman is and it just fell apart.
Yeah, completely fell apart. Wheels, and so now I'm just off the deep end, need to just finish a million or rebound. And so I'm willing to take very big swings and just like, whatever. You know, that's kind of, I've gone that far and I've accepted it. You know, we'll see. We'll see where I end up. I don't even know where I'm going to end up.
There's a lot more days left in the last 10.
Yeah, almost every week's a red.
Yeah.
My peak was game week 16. I was 39K.
Yeah, this is post-mortem status.
Game week 26, I'm 320K.
Yeah.
That's fucking historic.
Yeah, it's not good.
Not good. Doesn't feel good. Any games you want to talk about or anything? Or should we just get out of here?
Games from the weekend?
Yeah, I don't know. We didn't do anything except talk about my world, my wild card team.
Yeah, your World Cup team.
Palace, 3-0, easy.
Yeah. Fucking so lucky that Brown has still lost his mind for a moment. Right, Everton game wasn't a thing, not a thing. Man United suck. They're back.
Arsenal are great.
Man City barely won. Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest one was the Wolves. Yeah. Was the Wolves, you know, baiting.
Yeah. I mentioned it on Friday My Life with guests.
That they're bad?
Yes, but also specifically how and when they're bad, which is when they are given the ball and they're the favorite.
They don't know nothing to do with it.
They're really exciting when they get to counter. And that's all of their best performances of the season. That's all of Neto's returns. That's most of Cunha's returns and Sarabia's returns and Wenger returns and all that shit. And then when Wang is striker and they have all of the ball, they're just a fucking nightmare. I mean, their goal was sick. Ignoring great cross, great header from Sarabia.
Yeah. And it was their like only shot on target until like stoppage time, basically.
They were miserable. It was awful game.
Yeah, they didn't function and couldn't play. And Sheffield United, even though all their players are bad, just by having men behind the ball, Wolves have not had one game like that all year, so they don't know what the fuck to do.
They've had a bunch, and they've been bad in all of them.
Yeah. So
lost the reverse one against Sheffield. It was the exact same game. And they lost 2-1. You know, it's happened a bunch of times.
Yeah, yeah. So that's nice. I mean, that we avoided that. And also, you know, I think it is something, though, where everyone kind of got sucked into. Because I guess Man United, too, though, right? I mean, Man United home form was the other one that you're looking at before the weekend.
It was like, shit.
Paulinho. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, Shaw getting injured.
And Højlund.
And, you know, their build-up may be changing a little bit. And Højlund's not playing. Like, all of a sudden, they're just don't really function.
Yeah.
And they're going to probably be in a really bad position for the next few weeks. Without the out ball, without Hodgson's, you know, I mean, he's doing a lot for build up, right, for them. But
And also,
Teams are bad. Bad teams are bad.
Yeah, Højlund was doing really good shit for them, and he moved Rashford into his considerably worse position.
Yeah.
Moved Garnacho to left wing. He's considerably worse there. I think he's been great at right wing. I mean, he's just a fucking moron.
Yeah.
He is such a fraud.
Yeah, but I think it's like the Wolves thing isn't it. You have to look like you're talking about, right? A little deeper too. Just because a team is slightly better than the worst team in the leagues doesn't mean that they're going to batter them.
Yes.
Even though this team has been getting battered, and you have to take that out of it, right?
Yeah, exactly. I had that thought earlier today. I forgot to mention it. It's just like we talk about it in a positive way all the time. Every pod, not just us. When I say we, I just mean people who follow FPL. Like, Son is playing against a team with a high line, you know, in the last 5 years. Everyone in the world is saying, oh my God, this is Son bread and butter game. He's going to get behind them, right? But we tend to not talk enough about the opposite, which is like, again, like Wolves have 70% possession. They're fucking dog shit. They have literally no idea what to do with the ball. They have no build-up plan. They have no possession plan. That's not how they want to play ever. And I think that, like, just a little bit more attention to that, you can avoid some traps, probably.
Yeah. It's just hard in the FPL community because we spend so much more time looking at fixture color or quality and then translating, like, well, when the top four teams play Sheffield United, they're the worst defense in the league. But what happens when the bottom seven teams play Sheffield United? Oh, the games are cagey and no one does anything. Because the bottom seven teams suck when they play teams that they can't counter against, because all they do is counter. Like, having that imagination matters a great deal to avoid these traps, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then West Ham today was like, you know, Bowen fucking know what whatever doesn't,
in that game.
Doesn't matter, not even a data point. So, yeah, I mean, no, I mean, I guess there wasn't a ton to talk about. I mean, Manchester United, this is Manchester United Football Club we could talk more about, but it's not that interesting, right?
Yeah, and it was a blank, you know, so a bunch of teams didn't play, obviously, and Liverpool won the cup. Oh, I just disappeared, I'm back. Liverpool won the cup, and, you know, more injuries, played 120 minutes. What team are they going to be able to even roll out? No idea. Literally no idea. Darwin wasn't in the squad. Mo was in the squad. Sobo was in the squad. Kudjo, Trent, etc. So, you know, we'll see. If we learn, it's kind of a convenient week to, again, another reason why I like this week for wildcard is we have FA Cup games. So we'll see like squad stuff. We'll get extra pressers, that kind of shit. Yep. We have the blanks will all resolve this week. So I'll have all that. And as much as I hate the leaks, all the games are at 10 a.m. again. There's no early game. So I'm going to know, you know, if Mo's starting. I'm going to know if, you know, any in those games, I'll know what the deal is.
I might have to actually wake up for the leaks this week.
Yeah, I mean, there's fucking six games at 10 a.m.
I also didn't wake up for the leaks. Because Kev well, he was leaked bench the morning right?
Leak bench morning of. Yeah. I decided to just hold him because I was like hoping he'll come off the bench, but obviously he's a fucking piece of shit.
I could have had two more points. I could have had two more points this week.
Yeah, I mean, you could have had a lot more points if you kept Holland or Saka.
I would never have done either of those things.
Or Ollie.
No, I would have kept Tony. I would have gotten two more points.
Yeah. Tony. Tony was not on it today.
No, he was hammer drunk, baby. He was fucking drunk. Drunk AF. Yeah, Keelan was Potter.
KLP?
Enemy.
Got the assist.
He's on the list. He made the list today. He was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Got an assist, though.
I don't know. I turned the game off before that happened, so it didn't happen. Okay. I didn't watch that. He was the stone cold worst player on the pitch for the 40 minutes I was watching, and I just couldn't handle him.
Yeah, Brentford are fucking fucked up. Weird they suck. Team. They're so inconsistent.
They're not inconsistent. They suck. They are. Look, dude, they've won two games in like 5 months. They lose every game. They lose every game.
They've had a very brutal schedule, not including today. Today's a bad loss, but, you know, City, Liverpool, City, Tottenham.
A lot.
And then they won the games in between all those games.
Dude, look at from game week 26, loss, 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 win, loss, loss, win, loss, 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 win, loss, loss.
I know.
This is not inconsistent. They're just fucking dog shit this year. They're so lucky. They're lucky that everyone else is getting point deducted and all the promoted teams.
Listen, I think they played well against Spurs. I think they played well against City. Barely lost. Could have not lost that easily. They were bad today, though. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it, dude. I don't know. All big right. week. PrazPod, Friday Night Life, live stream, all the shit. You're back for live stream?
Let me check.
And you're back for Friday Night Life, I hope?
Well, yeah, no. Friday Night Life for sure. Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, live stream's good. 9 a.m. normal time.
Let's go. Let's fucking go.
Putting it in my calendar.
All right, let me slap asses. We got two new signups. Good job by you guys. Greg O'Connor, Michael Terrell. Yeah, baby, get in there. And that's a pod. Any last words, Steve?
See you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow, man. Check us out at fmlfield.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlfield. Sports.com/fmlfield. Subscribe, rate, review, cheers.
Social Podcast Network.